This was a fun one this week that bubbled up on us on Wednesday, I believe. Lindsay Lohan, who, boy, talk about coming out of a tailspin courtesy of someone else's millions. She's dating, who's the guy she's dating? She's dating like some foreign multimillionaire.
Yeah, Spiegel knows. What's that guy's name, Spiegel?
Well, she was dating a Russian guy.
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
I don't know.
Yeah, but, you do.
It was,
remember, it's like
Bagalazibu.
Yeah, that guy.
Bagalazibu.
Bagalazibu Putin.
Yep.
Mr. Putin and Lindsay Lohan have relocated to the other side of the world where they're hanging out now, and she's got her own nightclub, and she lives in Greece, and now she has to go along with a nightclub and a big fat checking account and all the drugs she could possibly swim in, a brand new accent.
Yeah, very odd.
It's weird.
Although, when you listen to the break coming up, maybe not so odd. Because we opened up the phone lines and a lot of people were like, hey, man, I moved down here and I was there for like 6 months. Next thing I know, I'm talking with an accent. And a lot of listeners had a lot of relocation stories where people relocated or maybe it was them themselves. And sure enough, like I said, you'll hear coming up, I have a friend from home who I haven't seen in years. And he's spent a lot of time in the South in the Dallas area. Sure enough, he had a Texas accent at my high school reunion.
That's so wild. That's so, so strange. I bring up the point where I go to Waldorf and I'll readopt my old one, but never have I gone anywhere and like just adopted a brand new accent. Now, you did that yourself with Balmerese here and there. You've moved here. You've stayed here. And you say you've grabbed some of the nomenclature, some of the local Huns and what have you.
Well, I don't say Hun. That's more of just like a term. It's more of like the pronunciation. Like I'll catch myself saying, come on.
Come on.
Come on. I say on instead of saying come on, which is what I... Come on! I say come on.
And Lindsay Lohan's beau is Dennis Papagiorgio. He is a Greek restaurant and bar owner, multimillionaire, and helped her open up her new place called Lohan, where she developed her weird new Greek-English-Irish-Chud hybrid accent. Hear it now on Behind the Curtain. Scott, you found this morning and brought it to our attention. Lindsay Lohan apparently thinks she's British now.
Well,
what is happening with her?
They can't pinpoint the exact accent, but apparently Lindsay Lohan, who was talking to reporters in Athens, is now using some sort of new accent, and Twitter came alive trying to figure it out, and nobody can really pinpoint what the hell's going on with her. But, you know, we spoke earlier about how Madonna kind of did this. Madonna, who was born and raised in, what was it, Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit, and then by way of New York, and she was like this Staten Island princess forever. All of a sudden became British in 2000, 2001, when she married Guy Ritchie, the director. I think he did,
right.
He did the show Snatch with Brad Pitt. You like dags?
So
like
we'll play this and we'll listen to it. And it's very interesting. It's weird. But then maybe just quickly a couple of calls. Is this a real thing? Like, can you go somewhere and maybe you've gone somewhere and spent an extended amount of time, 6 months, a year somewhere, and then adopted that accent? Unbeknownst to you, it just kind of happened subconsciously.
410-338-1098. Have you gone somewhere, spent the time, adopted the accent here? Is Lindsay Lohan's.
And I figured out, I said, maybe there's something for me to do more here, so that I have a reason to come back. And Athens, my first time coming to Athens, Dennis is my friend, and that's all he is my friend and business partner. But his mother became a very close person to me, and his sister as well, and his father.
Hell, is his father.
Adios, another partner of ours, and my friend Manos.
See, it's
in my friend Manos.
My friend Manos.
I'm telling you, it sounds like a European person speaking semi-broken English.
Yeah, it's like someone that's got a 90% grasp of the English language, but doesn't have all the words come to mind that they need. And you pointed it out that she's like living overseas now. She just opened her own
nightclub in Greece. So she spent a lot of time in Greece. She's in London. Here, let me hear a little more. Just give me a little more. There's one where she says Google.
Had really incorporated me into their life. And when I went through hardships with my ex, I found really good family in these people from Greece. Just like I did in Turkey in a different way, with refugees and such, but now with family in Greece. So where people are scared of refugees and everything in the world, there's a minimum, there's a line.
A line?
Where we can make happiness,
which
is a light of every situation that is bad. And make it good.
And make it good.
And whereas in the past I've been associated with clubbing and nightclubs, I said, why not do my own? And make it a good purpose.
Like you even hear the way she bends a sentence. You have people that, yesterday I went to the store. Then you have the second group of people, yesterday I went to the store.
Yesterday I went to the store.
Yeah.
And I had a nightclub. And I said, it sounds like the woman from Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Can we have some blueberry pancakes?
Blueberry pancakes. I told you not to forget my dad's watch.
I went. I started my own nightclub, and then I had a billionaire pay for me to do awful sex things. Who is Zed, baby? Who is Zed, baby?
Zed's dead, baby.
Zed's dead.
Yeah.
I want some blueberry pancakes.
Where there's, bad things happening in the world, we can focus on the bad things and fix them. So with the club, we can create charity.
Oh, it's so weird, and they're asking her about, like, worldly issues with this.
She's been doing a lot of stuff like that.
She's getting on board with all the publicity. She's now asking people to name the accent.
Name the accent. Oh, this is spiraling out of control.
And I did put up a poll at JSS 98 Rock because we were talking about the sexiest of all accents. I gave you a choice between four. That's all they'd let me put up. English, Irish, Italian, or Russian. And the winner was English. English, 29%. Irish, 26%. Russian, 24, Italian in last place with 21, but for the most part, split four ways. But I can't identify them. I don't know.
No, it's not a real accent. That's why.
I guess sometimes some people, when they talk to somebody who speaks another language, maybe they're...
You start doing it.
It's like you empathize with their language, and you start talking to... Like, do you ever know somebody who talks to somebody who speaks Spanish, and then suddenly the English-speaking person, their grammar goes bad?
Yes, right.
You know? All falls apart on them. Right. I remember when I was doing those comedy tours in Canada, they would say... I would adopt phrases. Like, I'll hear stuff you say. I'll hear stuff Scott will say, and I'll just incorporate that word into my vernacular, and... In Canada, you would say, that's the way. At the end of, don't you know, or that's what I'm saying. That's the way. So, yeah, shows are good last night. A couple of people got a little bit too drunk, but hey, that's the way. And I adopted that for like a year. Like, what are you talking about? That's the way.
Yeah.
I grabbed it when I was up in America's hat, Canada. Let's go to, wow, phone's lit up. Dan, Manchester, good morning.
How's it going?
So hey. You went to New York and you grabbed an accent.
Yeah, I was up for about 2 months working nights, 8 to 6 a.m., 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., and after a while being up there, you just start, it just kind of like grows on you, and then next thing you know, you're like, hey, you know, where do you want to go get a slice of pie at?
You want to get some pie? Hey, you want to get some coffee?
You want to get some coffee?
Get me some coffee,
yeah.
And we'll go get some pizza, and we'll hang out. Maybe we'll get your movie. You want to go see a movie?
Catch a flick? Do you
2 months? That's quick time.
You've been in, I mean, New York is where you grew up. You've spent time there since you've moved back here, but you've said that you've actually adopted a Baltimore accent. Do people in New York acknowledge that? Like, why did our Scotty start talking like that?
No, I mean, I'm pretty much a accentless. I don't have one, but there are a couple of times where I'll catch myself just with just little words here and there that little Baltimoreese.
You'll grab a hun. Let's go to line four here. Chris and Glen Burnie, good morning.
Morning.
Mara?
What's that?
So what's up? You went. You got an accent?
Yeah, I went to South Carolina after I graduated from high school. I spent about 5 years down there.
Yeah.
And by the time I moved back to Maryland, I had a really deep, drawn-out Southern accent.
That's a good point. I went to my high school reunion. My buddy, Charlie, who I grew up with my whole life, he met a girl. He moved down to the South there in, like, Louisiana for a little while. Then now he's in Dallas, Texas. And I saw him at my high school reunion, and he had a Texas accent.
That's nuts.
It happens.
Wow, it's so wild. Let me take one more here. God, Mike, let's revisit this. These lines are blowing up. This is one I was curious about. Let's talk to Kyle Manchester. You say your cousin lived in Ireland for 15 years and came back with an Irish accent.
Yes, sir. He grew up out here in Carroll County, and... moved to Ireland as a wine kind of store.
Right.
I came back and saw him two Christmases ago. Came back talking like a straight Irishman.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm so glad to have myself back in Carroll County.
And he looks like the same dude, but he's just speaking Irish.
Yeah, I couldn't help but mess with him. I couldn't help it, yeah.
Was it thick? Weird. Was it light? Was it like really like the minute he started talking, like what the hell happened?
How you doing?
Absolutely. It was. I instantly picked it up. I was like, what the?
That's funny.
God, that's funny. Thank you all so much for the call.